This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Defence Ministry today said that Operation Sindoor marked a turning point in India's defence doctrine, demonstrating tri-service synergy, strategic depth and technological dominance. Operation Sindoor, which was initiated in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack, showcased a calibrated tri-services response with precision, professionalism and purpose. Operation Sindoor was conceived as a punitive and targeted campaign to dismantle the terror infrastructure across the line of control and deeper inside Pakistan. In an age of multi-domain warfare, India's national security architecture has demonstrated the strength of jointness and strategic foresight. Multi-agency intelligence provided confirmation of 9 major camps that were eventually targeted in the operation. India's retaliatory action was based on meticulous planning and an intelligence-led approach which ensured that the operations were conducted with minimal collateral damage. The integrated command and control strategy, which facilitated real-time threat identification, assessment, and interception across multiple domains, was central to this success. Union Home Minister Amit Shah lauded Operation Sindoor as a historic milestone in the fight against terrorism, crediting it as a testament to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political will, the valour of Indian armed forces and the precision of Indian intelligence agencies. Speaking at a public gathering after launching a series of development projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,500 crore rupees, Mr. Shah said this operation not only demonstrated the strength of India's defence system, but also unmasked Pakistan before the world as a safe haven for terrorism. Reiterating India's strict approach on cross-border terrorism, the Home Minister further emphasised the Prime Minister's unwavering stance that terror and trade cannot go together. In Maharashtra, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has appealed for synchronization of ICAR and other stakeholders in agriculture for achieving the goal of one nation, one agriculture and one team. Mr. Chauhan was interacting with farmers from Vidarbha region at a stakeholder consultation on Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan at Suresh Bhatt Auditorium in Nagpur. Mr. Chauhan said the government is committed to bridging the gap between lab and land.
आज हम ऐलान कर रहे हैं एक देश एक राष्ट्र एक कृषि और एक टीम का और ये सारी टीम आज यहां इकट्ठा है कृषि विभाग और ग्रामीण विकास का पूरा अमला आया है आज सारे वरिष्ठ वैज्ञानिक आए हैं मेरे आज पूरी टीम यहां है वैज्ञानिक शोध करते हैं लैब में और किसान काम करता है खेत में लेकिन लैब और लैंड को कभी जोड़ा ही नहीं गया हमारी कोशिश है कि वैज्ञानिकों को किसानों से जोड़ के हम प्रयोगशाला और खेत को एक कर दें ताकि पूरा लाभ रिसर्च शोध और अनुसंधान का मिले
8 people, including the factory owner and members of a worker's family, died in a fire that broke out in the wee hours today at a towel manufacturing unit in the MIDC industrial area on Akkalkot Road in Maharashtra's Solapur district. The blaze started around 3:30 a.m. at the Central Textile Mill. The firefighters could manage to bring it under control only after 5:30 p.m. Multiple fire tenders were rushed from across Solapur to contain the flames. In Telangana, 17 members of a family died in a fire accident at Gulzar House near the historic Charminar in Hyderabad. The casualties include 8 children, all below 7 years of age, and 6 women. Director General of Telangana Disaster Response and Fire Services, Vai Nagireddy, informed that the victims died due to smoke inhalation. The cause of fire is suspected to be an electric short circuit in the ground plus 2-storied building which houses shops at the ground floor and residential at upper floors. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 200 runs set by Delhi Capitals against Gujarat Titans at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi, Gujarat Titans were 63 for no loss in 7 overs when reports last came in. India clinched the South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-19 Championship 2025, beating Bangladesh 4-3 in penalty shootout in final at the UPA Outdoor Stadium in Arunachal Pradesh this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.